2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Right. In this week's edition of our new feature called Deep Blue, we profile a BYU superfan named Wyatt Page. He's a young man who's currently in a battle for his life. He was featured recently as one of the team's True Blue heroes at BYU football practice, where he inspired the Cougs. This is Deep Blue.
My name is Wyatt Page. I'm 12 years old. I have terminal brain cancer, and I'm a BYU fan. I didn't know what to do.
In September of 2019, after his 19-month battle, the diagnosis was terminal. And that's hard.
Going into my first surgery, I was obviously nervous, but my family was there, and I was just kind of really scared, actually.
You think about wishing you'd spent more time together, not working that extra hour or two, or wishing you'd taken time to go to lunch together. It was very clear that, you know, we were on a special mission that was about to embark.
Wyatt is a 12-year-old boy from Saratoga Spring who was nominated by Coach Kalani himself.
We had been contacted from a ward member here that knows Kalani, and he asked us if Wyatt would be interested in going down and touring the facility, going down and meeting Kalani.
I'm like, okay, that sounds cool.
And we got down there, and of course we were able to tour the facility, which is awesome.
It was fun. We got to watch a video of all the team like chanting my name and everything, and I was like, oh.
And then it turned into something more, to say the least.
The experience, the mindset that I had when I was going into that was that I wanted him to feel like he was a part of our family. He was our brother and could ask us for anything that he needed.
Ethan presented the team. They just kind of were encouraging, and he was just saying, like, we love you, we're so supportive of you. Gave me like a little swag bag, I guess, and then they started pulling everything out, and it was like, we got Monday, Tuesday. Game day! And they just gave me a bunch of cool stuff for BYU and everything, and it was pretty cool.
We were shocked, and it was a really neat experience to see athletes that are finely tuned express their love and concern and brotherhood towards Wyatt. It was an amazing experience that I don't think any of us will ever forget.
It was important that we tell the team how much they mean to so many different people and so many fans. And although they're struggling through a loss and some inconsistent football playing, I think it was important that they understand their purpose is not just to play football, it's to help people's lives and make a difference.
When you have someone like Wyatt and all these other True Blue heroes who come and visit your practice and you hear of their story, you really find out what a hardship really is. And that even though we all want to win games and losing is tough, it just puts things into perspective that we should still be grateful that we're able to be out here and play a game that we love. And just because it's not going our way, it shouldn't stop us from just putting our head down and going to work, because people have it way worse. And so see guys like Wyatt come in with a smile on his face when his life is on the line, it really helps us put a smile on our face to be grateful for everything we have.
I think we recognize, and Coach Kalani has helped us recognize, what an opportunity we have where we're at. Because we play football, people look to us, and we have an opportunity to be a blessing in their lives. I think the whole team understands that, and we love seeing people like Wyatt and sharing those experiences with them where they're able to feel our love and using our position as football players to make them feel loved.
For them to do that, obviously they were needing something as much as Wyatt was needing something. And so the two of them to be able to get together and do that, I think they've inspired each other. I don't know at what level on each front, but I know for Wyatt, it was a pretty neat day. And for those big guys to come and hang out with a little kid and share their heartfelt emotion was really neat.
It's an unfortunate circumstance, but we've met fantastic friends along the way because of it and are just grateful for those who've helped with Wise Care. I mean, it makes a huge difference having doctors and nurses and everybody who cares so much and who'll do whatever to help out, you know? And we're just grateful for, I mean, and it's weird to say, but it's great. We're grateful for the opportunity. I mean, we look at it as an opportunity rather than and a trial, but I mean, it's been an opportunity.
As a father, it's brutally heartbreaking to watch someone that you care about so much losing the battle of against cancer, but not losing the battle of life. I want Wyatt to know that I love him and that I'm proud of him.
Well, the True Blue Hero program is a great program, and it's full of great young men like Wyatt Page.
It is, and we're just better people because of him and the other True Blue Heroes, and so what I talked about before, why this place is so special, and I'm just honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to be a small part of it with you. Kalani, thank you for that.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.